The Ramen Noodle, episode 88, is brought to you by Awareness Awareness Month. During all of November, please be aware of awarenesses around you and help spread the word about Awareness Awareness Month. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 88.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another clean comedy episode of this thing we call The Ramen Noodle, with a lowercase t in that. And you can figure out where the t is, because ever since that whole tea party thing with Boston, we threw it in the ocean and we're still looking for the t there. So I am your host. My apologies to the Britons. It wasn't anything about your tea. It was just your tax loss. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and joining me in the studio is another man who is protesting by not drinking tea. He's drinking coffee, is my co-host, Jeremy.
Yes, so I am.
Was that a British person?
What's a British?
And we have Homestar Runner joining us.
Yes, that is my name. I am the Homestar Runner.
Everybody. Okay, when Homestar finally dies and Jeremy comes back, what? Then we'll hear something from him.
I'm not dying. Why would you go in a backyard and dig up some dirt? And I don't know where I'm going with that.
This is starting to get a little awkward. But this is the comedy podcast where we share seasoning packets of something or other that might be funny to help flavor your day. Because your day, like, doesn't have flavor. So it needs flavor. And that's why we're here.
Do you like my voice, Stube?
I don't know. If we were doing a Homestar Runner podcast, if you think we should, please mention it in the comments of the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/88. Or cleancomedypodcast.com/88. Then I would think that your voice is great for this. But since we're doing the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast.
And what is our theme tonight?
Our theme song is Halloween. Our theme is Halloween.
And I'm wearing my voice, Stume.
Oh. This has totally not been rehearsed. I am not reading off a script, people. That bad acting you just heard from me. That's real.
Why did you dress up your voice?
This is my voice. I'm dressed up as a podcaster.
I'm tired of wearing my voice, Stube, so I'm going to go slip into a voice that's more comfortable. Excuse me.
Uh-huh. Okay. While he does that, I'm going to continue on with this part of the show. This is the part of the show where we talk about funny stuff that's happened within the past week.
And I've taken off my voice, Stume. I mean, yeah.
You know. Jeremy, quick, put something else on, please.
Are you offended by my naked voice?
Everybody, shield your ears.
Ironically, that was such a dumb thing to say. I almost said it like Homestar anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So the funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. Let's see. This last week, I noticed...
Funny things happened. Yeah. Oh, okay.
We... what was this last week? You know?
I know. It's just...
Actually, why don't you go first?
We got an extra hour, you know, Saturday night / Sunday morning, and... It's as though an entire eternity fit into that hour. Mm-hmm. And I've forgotten everything that has happened. Time. But not really.
Yeah.
It's just making our minds go crazy. And we can get into the temporal mechanical reasons for that later.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one thing that I'll share. It's actually not my story, and it's not something that happened this last week, but it is a story that I heard today, and he gave it to me to share in this podcast. And that is that...
So this is like a used story?
Yes, but he gave it to me when he heard that I do a comedy podcast. He said, oh, I've got a story that I could tell you. So I just, hey, I'll use it.
You didn't invite him on the show?
No. Larry, the cable guy, came by today to check out my internet connection, which right now is like being a terrible devil right now because it is just... It is in and out.
He's being a terrible devil.
As opposed to a good devil. So he came by and he just checked on some things, and he his uniform is that he wears a red shirt, a bright red shirt. Well, when I told him about my podcast, he said, hey, I've got a story that you could use. And he told me that he was going to someone else's house down here in Kentucky, and he knocked on the door. This was some kind of country house out in the middle of the country.
And he heard a shriek from inside. He said the guy that would kill me would knock three times.
That's the cable guy. He didn't hear any response back from the house.
Well, that's probably the house good. Speaks. Last time a house spoke to me, I burned it down. Everybody told me that I was just hearing things and they took me away for a while.
Are you talking about Minecraft or real life?
Not telling.
Okay. Are you talking about Adventures in Odyssey?
No.
Okay.
I said
This man found that no one was home. So he turned around and right in front of him is a bull. Seriously, a real, literal, full-grown bull is right...
Oh, a bull. I thought you said a bowl, and I'm picturing suddenly there's like a cereal bowl on the porch behind the man, and he said, curious, I don't remember stepping over that on my way up to the front door. What is this evil devil bowl?
And a little leprechaun stepped out of the bowl and mixed up his accents.
Oh, I think this is a clue to this story.
So no, there's an actual bull. There.
Oh, I believe the bull.
Bull, not bowl. Bull. These were words I had to practice as a kid going through speech therapy. Bull.
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 Okay,
bull.
This is actually making it so that I cannot say these words properly. We should probably proceed.
Both. No.
Oh, gosh. Hey. Whoa.
That's a local thing around here. Both.
Stop.
Anyway. So, Larry, the cable guy. Turns around, sees this bull staring him down, and it's got horns and everything. And remember, this guy's outfit is that he's wearing a bright red shirt. So he's starting to really worry about himself because there's this bull right in front of
him.
That's
really weird.
And he's scared. And this could be a scary story for Halloween thing. So this fits. So he said that he just stepped to one side, hoping to just like walk around the bull because it wasn't charging at him. It was just standing there looking at him. And he said then the bull just stepped to that side too, and he stepped the other way and the bull stepped that way. He eventually somehow worked his way around the bull when he knew better than to just
take off.
He
figured out to take off his cape
and pull out the sword. Stop yelling Spanish words at the bull.
Jeez.
Pardon my Spanish.
Su madre.
Whatever that means. So he steps away from the bull and slowly walks toward his car. And the bull keeps following him to the car. And he gets to the car, slowly opens it, closes the door. And he said the bull is just right there at the window, just looking at him the whole time. The strangest experience he's ever had, he said, down here. And he found out later that this was their pet that they let run free in the yard.
Why can't people be happy with the standard pets like, that we know how to handle?
Like llamas or
right
flamingos or
pink fluffy unicorns.
And he said these people just let it run free in the yard. They've got it fenced off, and they've got about a mile long driveway or something, a really long driveway, so it wouldn't get out to the street, but they just let it run around the house.
The house, like inside? They just let it run around the house. Curl up on the couch. It wasn't allowed to get on the couch. Yeah.
They'd have to get it to settle down when someone would come to the door and ring the doorbell. Please, sir, do not pet the bull. We don't want to clean up after it. The last time we did, it wasn't pretty.
You know what their yard is full of?
I know. I know. I'm not mentioning that. We will leave that to our astute listeners to figure out where you could go with that. In a clean way, that is, of course.
Right,
in a clean way.
Of course.
But I thought, okay, if it's their pet and they treat it as a pet, it's a family pet to them. Imagine calling that thing when it's dinner time. Matilda, dinner!
Whoa, who said it was named Matilda? In fact, a bull is by definition male, correct?
Oh, yeah, true. So it could be like...
Oh, it could be Matilda. I'm going to name my firstborn son Matilda.
Babe.
You know, Babe sometimes Ruth. Matt is short for Matilda. Wait. Just ask a Matt that you know.
What was the name of the ox with the big blue guy? Babe? What? Wasn't it Babe?
Sure.
That's what they could call it. Except it would be a bull. So that was story was all about bulls. So.
Yeah, that's so definitely. Well, my story is also on our theme. So.
It was Halloween last time we recorded.
Yes. It didn't actually happen on Halloween. Oh, okay. It actually happened yesterday, I believe. But it involves something sort of Halloween related.
Oh.
Our friend Dan, I was hanging out with, and he tells me, close your eyes. Now, I don't know why we all feel that we have to comply with such requests from our friends, but I did. And he's in the other room, and he's coming back, and he's coming closer, and I got a little creeped out, and so I kind of peeked, and I thought, oh, he's wearing a ski mask, you know, like whatever from one of those horror movies. Like Friday the 13th or whatever.
Yeah.
I close my eyes again. And he gets closer and he goes, okay, now open them. Well, I was wrong about what the mask was. It was a zombie mask. And when I open my eyes, he goes, blah, and gets even closer. And I kind of, I don't know, I froze for a second. And then I smacked him in the head. And I think I was surprised as he was. I have no idea why. I just smacked him right in the head. He says I hit his eye, and he took the mask off and beat me with it. But, yeah, it's, I mean, what is it about masks? I knew it was him. I even knew he was going to be wearing something scary. And next thing I know, my hand is flying out and hitting him in the head. I didn't yell. I didn't jump too hard. I just hit him, which I'm actually slightly proud of.
I'm proud of that too, because that means your reaction skills and self-defense skills are still there.
The only pause was because I knew it was him, you know. But somehow the internal subconscious fright overwhelmed my sense of, hey, this is my friend Dan that I'm about to smack in the head.
But then right about the time you almost reach his head, you decide, yeah, it's only Dan. If it was anyone else, I might pull back my hand. But it's Dan, so I've been wanting to do this for a while.
The mask was sturdy. I'm sure it provided some cushion. Not, probably.
Warning, masks may not be used as a flotation device or as a helmet.
Or as a, you know, bat to smack me in the head.
Yeah. So it reminds me of a video. I think I saw it on failblog.org, where there's some newscast going on and they plan to have a prank. And so as this guy is being interviewed on camera, right behind him, there's a trash can, and the trash can bursts open at the lid, and some guy pops out wearing a mask. And the guy that's being interviewed just turns around and instinctively punches the mask like a hard punch right in the face. If I can find it again, I will post it in the show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/88. This is like the Back to the Future episode, 88.8.
You've won 100,000 punches in the face.
Redeemable anytime, like now. Would you like fries with that?
We definitely need to do a Homestar episode.
Yeah, we probably will someday. Unless you guys think we should do an entire Homestar Runner podcast, leave a comment in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88 if you think so.
I have a comment about that that I'll share with you off air.
Okay. Uh-oh. It's one of those kind of
things. It's one of those.
It's not appropriate for the clean comedy.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, speaking of not appropriate for the clean comedy.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We got two messages in our voicemail and, well, our feedback line. And by the way, if you guys want to send us your funny stories, whether it be Halloween stuff or just anything, funny stories, funny jokes, funny stuff you see on the internet, then send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call our voicemail listener line 859-353-4332. And keep your audio messages to fewer than 3 minutes, or keep your written messages to something that we could read easily in like 3 to 5 minutes, unlike this message that we got here. But first of all, we got someone who wanted to call in and give a brief little defense of themselves. This came in from Faye J, and the title of this feedback that she sent us is, I am not a prude. So this is her response to our reading her story last time and mentioning her previous sponsorship of getting us the Minecraft gift code several episodes ago.
Daniel and Jeremy, it's AJ, and I just felt like I needed to set the record straight and clear my name. I want everyone to know that I don't actually have a problem with bodily functions being mentioned. It does get annoying when it's over and over and over again, but it's fact of life, so... And
burp, 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 breathe, 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 breathe,
sniffle,
heartbeat, 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 heartbeat,
sniffle.
That'll be someone's ringtone. Faye, I'm mentioning bodily functions.
She doesn't mind.
Most funny things do usually revolve around bodily functions. So what happened is when I gifted the Minecraft account to Daniel, he asked me if there was anything he could do in return as a thank you. And seeing as, at the time, the previous few or more episodes had brought up bodily functions of one kind or another, I wanted to challenge Daniel and Jeremy to see if they could not mention said bodily functions for just one episode. So they took that challenge up, and I was impressed that they did manage to go through the one episode without mentioning anything. But that was just a one-time thing, and I wanted to clear my name and know that I am not a prude. It was just a one-time challenge to you guys. Bye-bye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider your name clear as Kentucky water.
Or
not.
Or less clear?
I just like saying that because I think it's funny.
It's actually a little easier for me, that challenge, than it was for you, I think.
Yeah, probably. It's heartbeat, 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 heartbeat.
That's not what we meant.
No, okay. Well, we also got an email, which is a long story from our friend Choosy Beggar.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I'd been wondering if Choosy Beggar was still listening because I hadn't heard anything from him, her, for,
what?
Oh, I can't
remember. Her, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. the b-girl.
The b-girl?
Choosy Beggar sent us this story, and I have to wonder if this is real, but I'll read it. It was a chilly end of It was a chilly end of October. The weather was warm in the day, but the temperatures drop at night, sometimes sharply. People who don't have cars but journey long have to carry things to make amends. You know, that right there, I gotta say, beautiful Chinese proverb right there. People who don't have cars but journey long have to carry things to make amends.
Make amends?
Yeah. On Halloween, I like to drop in on big costume parties. They always ask, "What are you?"
And I say, "I am the home stalwartle."
Close.
And this is the website.
I say, "Homeless."
Oh.
They say, "Oh." And while they're looking for someone to kick me out, I'm grabbing a handful of whatever's on the table. It's a stop-and-go, now-and-later buffet. There was this one house that caught my attention. No lawn decorations, no pumpkin, no noise, just an orange paper lantern by the door and soft yellow lights coming through the curtains on the window. On a hunch, I empty out a bag and look for the doorbell. There is none, just an old brown door frame for an old tan door. I'm thinking there's got to be a story and maybe some real cider here. I knock and I don't know, maybe that's some kind of localism, regional thing. Man, there's some real cider here. You gotta come to our party, yo. The cider is totally real, dude. I knock and the door is falling. No, it's a scraggly middle-aged looking man opening the door and peering at me with those eyebrows of consternation.
Ooh.
That should be an RPG spell.
I wonder if you can buy those.
In World of Warcraft, maybe.
Eyebrows of consternation. Put them on.
I cast consternation on you. He says, "Ain't you a little old to be trick-or-treating?" I look a little younger and am probably a little older. Well, I need an alibi. Besides, it's just trick-or-treating. Got any soul cakes?
What?
I guess she likes eating souls. His eyes nearly crossed as if someone poked him from behind. Then he lit up and said, "Why, yes. I believe I have something like it.
These voices.
Now, what was that? An alibi?
Are you massacring this?
No.
Okay.
No, she did. She said, "Your house seems a little unusual. I don't see these lanterns all over. I got a little curious. No harm intended." He looked around at the mostly quiet neighborhood and said, "I suppose it would be around here. Come in. Do you like old-fashioned cider?" "Haven't had any in ages. I guess that's why we say old-fashioned." I piped as I entered into a study of early 20th century American catch-as-you-can furnishing. There was a small iron stove in the living room. No couch or TV. An old 1-foot arched radio sat on a solitary end table by the window. I sat on a sturdy wooden chair on a planked wooden table, much like you see in the Westerns. Wait, was it like a cowboy-shaped toilet? He stopped to turn the radio on, but said, "I don't want to hear the kinds of things they're saying tonight. It's just nonsense anyway. How about you?" I said, I read the news this morning and get updates all day. He seemed amused. I heard some clatter in the kitchen as he shouted back to me, "There's a Bible on the shelf somewhere. Would you open it to the part about Halloween?"
His voice has changed a lot since she first got there, hoping for real cider.
I think that's because he realized it's Halloween. A while later, he came back with some bread and a couple of tin cups with steaming cider. I told him I don't know where the part about Halloween is. "I don't either," he guffled. "What are soul cakes?" "What are soul cakes?" he asked. "How do you make them?" Looking intently? Question mark. "I was hoping I could learn that from you," I smiled. He looked disappointed. I explained that soul cakes were alms for the poor. On Halloween in the old days. They probably used whatever they felt like using. He said, "Good, because that's how I make bread." These strange folks around here with their fancy things don't even want my bread anymore. Unnecessary quotation mark. "These strange folks around here with their fancy things don't even want my bread anymore. What's wrong with it?" I took a piece of the flat-looking bread and found it to have an earthy, nutty taste. I said, "It's fine, may I?" As I took an orangish-looking cornbread, it wasn't cornbread. I don't know what it was, but it exploded in flavor, giving me visions of trees, springs, rabbits, squirrels. Oh. Squirrel!
So whatever he had put in the bread was a little special, I'm thinking.
Happy picnics, wood chopping sweat, and a little hunting dog named Jack.
Oh my.
Wow, it tasted like all of
this
that.
This was all in the bread. This man, I don't know.
"Wow," I said. "How could they possibly turn this down?" He excitedly asked me to try the cider. I sipped it, and wouldn't you believe it, it tasted like real
blood.
Cider.
I mean,
oh. "Yay! It's good," I said. "I don't mean to be nosy. I don't like nosiness, but there's something about that lone lantern." Oh, wait, this is her speaking. Cheesy beggar probably doesn't sound like that.
Probably.
"I don't mean to be nosy. I don't like nosiness, but there's something about that lone lantern that got my attention, and I don't know why. Is there a story behind it?" I asked. See, you should put the "I asked" part early on so I don't accidentally make you talk like a vampire.
"Why, yes, there is. I propped up the lantern with a book." So technically the story is under the lantern.
I asked. He saddened a bit and said, "My Annie bought it at the general store. She thought it was a big deal. We didn't have much to hoopla about except each other. That's about all we have, sharing what we find and what we can do. But she's moved on now." I drank to Annie and drained the cup. He looked a little surprised and disappointed. "I don't have much cider ready," he said. "That's all right. If I get thirsty, maybe I can trouble you for a glass of water." He gave me a look and grabbed the cup from my hand. As he walked back towards the kitchen, he said, "I'll tell Annie she was the toast of the party tonight." I was thinking that was a bit odd, and there seemed to be a flurry of noise thundering somewhere as I fought to keep my weary head off the table. Suddenly, there was a crash, and I dropped. Daylight? It was really chilly. I was laying on some old broken bits of furniture that turned out to be a busted wooden chair. The boards creaked menacingly as I slowly moved towards the door. It was broken ajar. Wait, did it break ajar? Or was it ajar? How is a door broken ajar? Isn't that redundant? As if the place had been raided. The curtains had holes. The table was covered in dust. There was a plate and two tin cups, likewise covered in dust. I tried to leave the door in place. A couple across the street were staring. I shouldered my bags as the man shook his head and said, "Can't even use the back door anymore. When are they going to tear that place down anyhow?" the end. And then the guy pops out and says, I'm Batman. Swear to me.
What happened?
I have no idea. I think this is her competition to Lost. That's what I think.
So he went to get her water and the house exploded?
Her head exploded.
Hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
Hmm.
The door can see into
I'm sorry,
your soul.
I'm a little confuzzled.
Yeah, we should have acted that one out. Next time, hey, people, if you have a story, because I didn't want to read that story ahead of time, which maybe I should have done. Next time you have a
story. Oh, jeez.
Next time you have a story, if it has like multiple parts in it, then you can mention that in the beginning. Like, this would be good for you and Jeremy to act out together. And so then I would know that it would be something that like I could give it to Jeremy and then we could just act it out impromptu. And that could be kind of fun. So
it could be.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah. Especially if, like, Jeremy accidentally gets the girl part or something.
Oh, wow. All right. Not touching that one.
So if you have any funny stories to share with us, you can send those to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332 or leave a comment in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88. Now it's time to share some of our featured stories about Halloween. Like what kind of stories that we might actually have about Halloween, since, as I've said, my entire life of Halloween and experience and all of that can be summed up in a very short story.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
So, my Halloween experiences. I grew up.
Good.
It's good to know I grew up. I grew up in a very Christian family that had very fundamental, strict values. And one of them was, as long as I was alive, that, wait.
What?
I was going to say, as long as I was alive, they'd never celebrate Halloween, but that makes it sound like...
Once you're dead, yes. Let the party begin. Yeah. That's actually really creepy. We can't celebrate Halloween until you're dead.
And then you'll be the main attraction to the Halloween party. No.
Okay, please tell me that's going to be a sound clip.
I don't know.
Put it on the board.
It might be.
Do it.
So the way that we celebrated Halloween was we essentially turned off the power in the house, made it completely dark, turned off the lights outside, put cardboard over the doors. It was like a hurricane was coming.
Cardboard over the doors.
Cardboard over not the doors, the windows.
Oh.
Like the windows that didn't have blinds. We'd close all the blinds, turn off all the lights in the front of the house, lest like any of the influence of Halloween leak in the windows or anything like that. And then we would sit in the back and we would watch a movie together and we'd have popcorn and we'd watch a really scary movie. No.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like it lines up with the rest of the goings on.
We'd watch Saw. No.
Oh, gosh.
No, really. We'd watch my dad Saw on a piece of wood. It was boring.
And creepy all at the same time.
So we would do that as our way of celebrating Halloween. And that's the way it went for many, many years. In fact, all of my childhood, that's what Halloween was. We didn't do any of the like the Christian alternatives to Halloween. You know, there are certain alternatives where people like to dress up as biblical characters. Usually it ends up being like John the Baptist after he was beheaded.
Oh, jeez.
Certain things like that. I'm one of the monsters from Revelation. I'm the seven-headed beast.
Wow. Okay.
I'm the scorpion that brings 5 or 6 months of torment.
Those things are lame and different. Differently lame.
So that was my Halloween experience growing up. But Jeremy, you said that you have some Halloween stories to share.
I did say no such thing.
Oh, do you have any Halloween stories to share?
I do not.
You don't?
I can't think of any.
Oh, I thought you had one.
No.
Okay.
No. I can think of nothing.
Well, then I noticed that we just got a guest who moved down into the studio, and I'm not sure if she wants to say anything.
I'm not sure if she can say anything, yeah, because given that she's a zombie.
She brought my wife with her down.
Oh, we went on two different tracks there.
our dog is down here, and she brought my wife with her. But my wife, Jenny.
That's exactly what happened.
Just came down. And Jenny, did you have something that you wanted to add, a story or something that you were going to share?
When I was little, we went trick-or-treating because my parents didn't have any qualms about trick-or-treating. And there was this one house that we went to. It was actually the mayor's house. And he was
mayor?
So spooky. Like, he had this
spooky mayor.
He had this music playing in the background, and it sounded like chains and moons. I was like, whoa. And it was in his house. So, and he also had this thing on his hand that made it shake, and he had like nasty red stuff and on his hand, and it was really gross and scary. And he'd ask everybody, "Do you want to shake my hand?"
Spooky. Shake my hand. Pull my finger.
Oh my goodness. That's not really funny, but it was kind of spooky.
Did he offer
I do have a funny one.
Okay.
There was another house on our street, and apparently there were a bunch of young people. When I say young, they were older than us at the time, because I was just, you know, young enough to go trick-or-treating. And there were a bunch of teenagers at this one house partying.
Partying.
Yeah.
And they didn't accept trick-or-treaters. So, because they were partying. And as a joke, they slipped some Smarties through the mail slot at us. And then I heard one girl, like, she was saying, "Aw, you scared them off," or something like that. It was weird. It was really weird. Like, there was no decorations or anything up. They had the light on, probably just for kicks.
They had just a single little lantern sitting, and then they offered cider to the kids.
Did it seem like maybe the door was falling?
Was the door breaking ajar?
Did the house explode? Did your head explode?
No, but they might have been breaking a few jars inside.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
That's when you walk in and you say, "Hi, I'm a homeless guy."
Actually, I was a princess.
A homeless princess?
Oh. Is that like what you thought of yourself back then? Or
no.
Oh,
jeez. Wow.
What?
Yikes.
The reason I say that is because when I was a kid, I would tell people, not around Halloween, just whenever, I would tell people, "I'm a prince." And I don't know where I got this idea. I just thought it would be so cool to be a prince. And so I would tell people, "I'm a prince."
I see. Like year round?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Like,
I don't know how I just thought the prince is the cool guy. I probably got it from some movie or TV show or somewhere, but I can't think of anything around that time where the prince was very prominent, because this was early 90s or so, before some of our listeners were even born. Ian. "I remember the day when we had to dial a phone number to get on the internet."
Jeez.
You sound like an old woman.
If you want to be old enough to... If you want to be old enough to say that, I think you can just talk in your normal voice and you're kind of there.
Hey.
You do remember that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, the days of Juno and...
Juno.
Actually, I'm going to be... This would be a good time to cross-promote this.
I'm going to be in Juno.
there's another podcast that I'm not sure if it's started yet or not, and I'm not sure if I'm still going to be on it or if he still plans for it. Anyway,
well, that sounds like a sure thing.
I have scheduled to be on this other podcast called the Retro Tech Podcast, and they're going to talk. He's going to have frequent guests on talking about retro technology. And it could be simply talking about like the floppy disk days or Commodore 64 days.
Ooh, I remember
floppy disks. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. So if I can find the link to it, if he's got it online yet, I'm not going to search for it while I speak, but if he's got it online yet, I will certainly look this up and post it in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88 to share with you. And so you can check that out because I think it'll be funny, especially if you like geeky stuff and you've been around for a little while, or if you want to just learn how hard the internet was and how people died on their way to the internet uphill both ways in the snow years ago.
Every day they died.
Yes.
The same people.
Yes. Then, and they came back as zombies, and thus zombies were born. Then you can check that out. It's Retro Tech Podcast is, I think, the name of it, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes, though, for certain. And this is a new podcast that is starting. So it's something like that, but I will share that in the show notes. So check that out. Now, time for this. Noodles in the News. The segment where we take the news and
noodle it,
which we kind of say that already for something else. So I'll just say noodles in the news.
Noodles in the Noose, which is the execution portion of the show.
Oh, it's so scary. Scary, scary, scary monster. Scary feet. Scary, scary feet.
What was that? You're just filling time with random murmurings, you know, of scariness.
When you draw attention to the fact that I'm filling time.
Oh, everyone knew that when they listened to you just kind of randomly go, scary. What was I doing? Scary. So, scary. Keeping the Halloween theme. Scary.
Okay. This.
Had enough.
Yes. Please stop. This is a video that comes courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel. And. This...
Oh, I didn't know he was a fan. That's awesome. I haven't listened to or watched his stuff enough lately.
Yeah,
I guess if he's going to listen to our show, I should probably, you know, check his out.
Yeah, maybe we'll have him as a guest someday.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, maybe.
Of all things, let me play the intro of this video so you can hear it. And then I'm going to skip because the best part of this video is near the end. So I'm going to skip to the spoiler part. So here's his intro of this, explaining what he did.
And one more thing. On Monday night, I issued a challenge to the parents of America. I asked parents to pretend they ate all their kids' Halloween candy and videotape that and post it to YouTube under the heading, "Hey, Jimmy Kimmel, I told my kids I ate all their Halloween candy." And a lot of people did. And I guess I didn't expect so much crying. I kind of thought the kids would be mad. Almost every one of them cries. But we got what we got, and to those children whose tears are about to be immortalized on television, I apologize in advance.
But you will enjoy this many years from now. So I think the best part is after you can watch this whole thing of lots of kids crying and kids like throwing major temper tantrums. Don't tempt me or I'll throw a tantrum, that kind of thing. Then near the very end of this is some nice little comedy gold, as there are two brothers sitting together on a couch, and both of these kids are wee little lads
sitting on a couch.
And they, how old would you say they are, Jenny, because you watched this video with me?
I would say
18.
Six and like eight.
Six and eight?
Six and eight.
I was thinking maybe even like four and, well, yeah, somewhere around there. Six and eight, four and seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And so I think it's the mother is holding the video camera, and this is what we hear from them.
More Halloween candy left.
What?
She ate it. What the heck? think you ate enough candy last night.
No, I only have like one bite of candy. Are you serious? When you went to rest?
Oh my gosh.
He's been so serious.
Oh, good for you. Now you're going to probably get a bellyache.
Hands behind
his
head.
Why does he need so much candy? Well, that's two.
Two what?
Two bags of candy.
Two is 2 + 2 = 5.
Hey. Jim, you were so close. You see how much I had? I went to a lot of houses.
I know. I ate it all. It tasted so good, especially the peanut butter cups.
His face. It's just like...
You sneaky mom!
Thanks all the sneaky mom.
That was nice. The older kid was just sitting there with his hands behind his head.
Yeah, he's like so mature about
yeah.
it. Like, you're going to get a bellyache. That's why you shouldn't eat so much candy.
My favorite part is when she mentions the Reese cups and the little kid is like,
and the older one is just like, no, no, no. No. So you got to watch this video. It's really cute and it might make you cry too. And it might upset you too. But we will have this posted in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88. And then this next thing comes from Jeremy found something.
Yes. This is about the bad news kid. I don't know if he's very well known at this point, but he should be. So this kid will read any bad news. He will record a video of any bad news that you need to deliver for $5. The point being that if some cute kid gives the bad news, maybe it'll be a little easier to take.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that is. So let's hear this story from the bad news kid. And there is audio to this, right?
There is.
Bad news kid.
Hey, everybody. I'm the bad news kid. Did you back over your neighbor's cat? Did you break your girlfriend's favorite glass unicorn? Do you have a klutzy cat-killing boyfriend you need to break up with? I know. With this kid, you can soften the blow by having a cute kid deliver the bad news. All you need to send me is a name, the bad news, and anything else you want me to say. Goodbye.
That's amazing. I want to send him some bad news.
Yeah, that makes me want to send him bad news, too. Can you announce to everyone the podcast is over? We're done. No more.
And then there's another one further down the page that I don't know if you necessarily need to play, but he also decided to dress up like a very convincing zombie for at least a day. And he was delivering messages as a zombie. I don't know if that's a full-time gig, but
I want to see.
Let's see. I will deliver your messages as a zombie for $5. Let's see what he says.
Looks like it's ongoing.
Does he have a zombie voice?
We'll find out.
That would be amazing.
Maybe he's also like, I will come and blow up your house for $5.
Soften the blow.
I will be a creeper.
A cute kid do it.
Yes, I can, as this video is not loading. But that's okay.
Aww.
That's why there's download speed, which we don't have.
At least you didn't try to say cute zombie, because
well, it's
more like a convincing zombie. It's kind of gross. Huh.
I wonder.
Maybe I should go hit him in the head.
Get your act together, kid. It's not loading. This is so what I'd imagine is it's probably cute kid says it really cute, but all throughout it.
That needs to be a sound clip.
You can go back through and get all these sound clips that you think should be sound clips.
Oh, fine. Know where I can get some good advice on like software Audacity?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, there's this thing, the Audacity podcast, but that guy's like full of it. I don't know.
Great job.
He has a bull for a pet.
Dude, today in his episode, he released at the end of the episode, so that's respectable. He played someone else praising his work and sharing a positive testimony. It's like, how conceited is that guy to do that? Check it out. theaudacitypodcast.com/56.
Wow. That was amazing. Interesting.
Apparently, this kid's message is the undead because it will not load. But if
or it's
you
just
want
dead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'll post dead. A link to that also in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88.
Slash the zombies.
I mean, what?
Slash all your zombies. 50% off. $5. One other thing to share that was in the news is this came from boingboing.net.
Oh, that sounds reputable. Just kidding. I've heard of it.
No, seriously. Boing, boing. Boing, boing. Yeah.
It's kind of creepy when you say it like that. Don't boing, do that boing. Again.
I'm a man. Oh. I write for Boing, boing.
That just sounds amazing. Oh my gosh, somebody should do like crazy sentences that say words like boing boing and like all that and do it in Batman's voices. That would be great.
And baby Batman, goo goo gaga. Anyway, wow. So this story from Boing Boing. Headline is Giant Lego Man Washes Ashore in Florida.
No doubt.
Drinking a little bit too much of the Lego juice, I think. Boing Boing reader Jeff Hindman says he chanced across a giant Lego man washed ashore today while strolling on the beach at Siesta Key Village, FLA, which I guess is Florida. You know, in America, we abbreviate states with two letters.
Not always.
Not three. Well, it depends on...
People do that. That's a news thing.
Yeah, weird news places do this.
You read it like Strong Bad, though, so I'm proud of you.
I did.
A little bit. Oh. Well, he would mispronounce it that way.
Quote, "It is very big, about 8 feet tall," Hindman said. "I worked with Lego in my younger days, but this piece is amazing."
8 feet? I was picturing more like 40.
I stayed there on... Have you ever... On the beach. It's still there on the beach. A photo of the creature shows it beached on a sandbank in otherwise good condition. On its chest is the message, "Do not resuscitate." No.
Zombie Lego man.
No real than you are. This suggests it has the same origin as Lego Man who washed ashore in Zandwoord, Holland 3 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
And then in Brighton, England.
Who would make such a thing and who would be dumb enough to lose it? That's what I'd like to know.
And there is, in fact, seriously, there is footage of this giant Lego man on the beach and you can see it. They've got the video in this and I will link to the video and the article in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88.
I've got to watch that. It looks so interesting.
I wonder, though, is this an answer to some little child's prayer? Well, and those are...
That's a big Lego.
Yeah,
guy.
Waves showing the Lego man. Oh, he looks so sad.
You need to show there. A person next to it, because it just looks like a regular Lego guy.
Oh, wow.
Look at the size of it compared to the waves.
Finally.
Which this is quality audio podcasting.
Do you know what this means?
What does this mean?
What? This is proof.
Of what?
There really is a Legoland. And there are Lego people living in Lego houses and castles and buildings and planes. And, well, they don't live in the planes. They fly the planes. And Lego cars, most likely.
Well, maybe that is the toy of a giant.
Oh, that's even worse.
I think this
and
is...
Lego knows about them because they make Legos for the giants.
Why didn't they tell us?
It's a conspiracy.
And the export laws, they're either breaking the export laws or the U.S. government is in on this.
Wait a minute.
They know about the giants.
Did you say that this was the second huge Lego that's been found?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, somebody's second. Losing big Legos.
It's a living giant. Fossil.
Somebody's losing stuff.
Hundreds of years ago, before the global flood, Legos were the size of giants.
Or maybe, you know, maybe it's simpler than all that. You know how things just are made with lower and lower quality over time. Maybe Legos just used to be that big, and they've just made them smaller and smaller for the same price.
They optimized it. Smaller power consumption these days.
Oh, that is one. I remember when one Lego man used to fill a room.
Well, you had to consider Polly Pockets, because Polly Pockets used to be able to fit their whole house in your pocket. Now you can't even hardly fit in your living room. They're so big.
You could live
inside.
They're going the opposite
way. They are going the opposite way. Maybe it's Polly Pocket gross that the Lego people are shrinking.
Oh my goodness. I imagine, though, some little kid out there is praying, God.
Some big kid.
No, he's like, God, can you please make my little Lego man here? His name is Pinocchio. Can you please make him into a real boy? A real sized, life size Lego man
that's that I can bigger than life size.
Run and swim, and then boom, he gets this. And it's like, whoa.
This is too big. I'm throwing it in the ocean. Or be careful what you pray for.
It's one of those little pill things that you like the little dinosaurs and stuff, you put them in water and then the foam dinosaur comes out.
I don't think it's like that.
One time I got one that was called Grow Your Own Boyfriend.
What?
One time someone gave me one and it was Grow Your Own Boyfriend.
Oh my. Maybe that's what this is. Someone...
He was blue. He was all blue.
He was a Smurf.
He was...
Or an avatar.
Was he life size?
If you're the size of Thumbelina, then yes, it was life size.
Oh, that's really strange.
So that...
Did you throw him in the ocean?
I threw him in the trash. Sorry, grow my own boyfriend. He's in a landfill somewhere. All alone.
So apparently this Lego also has the number 8 on it. Will the mystery never cease? So you can check out this. There are a couple videos here, and I haven't screened them first, so I'm not going to play them in the podcast, but... there are a couple videos on this page that you can check out, and we'll have the link to this in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/88. So that will about do it for our episode, and that about... Oh, I need the outro music for the news thing, because then it sounds all newsy and official.
Well, when you point it out...
Yeah, anyway, so this has been Noodles in the News. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Wow.
We would love to hear your funny stories, your funny jokes, emphasis on the funny part of jokes, or funny stuff that you see around on the internet while you're driving along the internet, or anything. Please send that to feedback@noodle.mx or call 859-353-4332. If you email it to us, you can also email an audio file to get a nicer quality recording if you have that kind of technology there. But please keep your audio and voice, keep your audio messages to fewer than 3 minutes, because some of the systems actually cut you off if it's longer than that. And I'll cut you off.
I was going to say, and by systems, we mean Daniel.
And so send that to us, feedback@noodle.mx, or call 859-353-4332. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy?
You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
And Jenny, why don't you go ahead and tell us?
twitter.com/jennysnook.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, keep laughing, because you are not the only one. Thank you for listening.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs at
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx. Find more of our podcasts on How to Podcast, Christian Movie Reviews with Critical Thinking, and more to come at noodle.mx.
Oh, Dachshund said he wasn't always a Lego man. He made a witch mad. And then he said he thought I was wondering if there was a giant Lego woman.
Well, if you put a different hair on him, then she'd be a woman.
That might work for Legos.